And it says, while talking of nationalization of mines has died down, SA's third mining charters, which requires 30% black ownership for companies, has applied for mining rights and has much stricter procurement rules. It's seen as a deterrent. Importantly, the proposed new chapter follows shortly after the previous one, and mining companies now want a guarantee that the new mining charter will be in place for at least a decade. SA's biggest gold producer at the moment, Sibanye-Stillwater, last year said that it was not expanding, it was not spending new capital for growing its SA operations, as the investment climate is not yet conducive to make decisions that require billions of rands. It's difficult to convince shareholders that South Africa's mining is an investment case, which the CEO told Bloomberg. Sibanye is now considering moving its primary listings offshore.